is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. If you're seeing a wave of Facebook friends suddenly checking in to the Standing Rock Indian Reservation in Cannonball, North Dakota online, it's probably not because they've decided to travel to the site of intense protests between the police and activists against the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline. Supporters of the protesters appear to be falsely checking in out of solidarity online in hopes of confusing law enforcement officials they believe are trying to track protesters who are actually at the reservation. Tax experts reviewing more information on Trump's tax avoidance years ago said the maneuver trampled a core tenet of American tax policy by conferring enormous tax benefits on Trump for losing vast amounts of other people's money that investors and banks had entrusted on him to build a casino empire in Atlantic City. Almost 500 years after Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to a church door, setting off more than a century of religious warfare and forever changing the practice of Christianity worldwide, Pope Francis, in a joint statement with the head of the Lutheran World Congress, urged atonement and reconciliation. An academic paper says that African-American users of the digital services faced racial discrimination by some Uber and Lyft drivers. The findings, based on roughly 1,500 combined trips in Seattle and Boston, come on the heels of similar racial discrimination accusations against Airbnb, the vacation rental website, where people with African-American sounding names found it harder to rent rooms than their white counterparts. As Hamdi Yulakaya, the founder of Kobani Yogurt, has stepped up his advocacy, employing more than 300 refugees in his factories, starting a foundation to help migrants, and traveling to the Greek island of Lesbos to witness the crisis firsthand, he and his company have been targeted with racist attacks on social media and conspiratorial articles on websites, including Breitbart News. Now, they are calling for boycotts of Chobani Yogurt. FBI Director Comey is being described as the most political director since J. Edgar Hoover for his October surprise. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.